Yes,
Hello.
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm saying you that, ma'am, on the left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see over there?
It's but not the square, which has got run up the top of it.
Yes.
And it's got Telstra Support 1 Weebly.com.
No, ma'am, there should be Telstra Support 01. 01.
01. So it's not just one in the middle, it's 01, is it?
Yeah, it's 01.
Right. No. Yes, I've got 01.
Could you please read it back to me, the complete sentence, whatever you have typed?
www.telstrasupport01.weebly.com.
Yes, right. And after the www, there should be a dot, right?
Yes, www.
Yeah, then you can click on OK. Click on OK.
Yes.
And after clicking on OK, what come up on your screen?
Well, I've still got the, no, it's gone.
Okay.
I've just got a blank screen there. And it's coming up with this site can't be reached. Check,
oh, I think
is there
you made a mistake.
Site?
Okay, no problem. Close it, ma'am. You made a mistake, I think. Close it. Close it. Now, what do you see now?
It's got still the same. The site can't be reached.
Yeah,
check
close it,
there's
ma'am.
A typo.
Close it.
Right.
And once again, once again from your keyboard, press the Windows key and letter R as you did before. Windows
Sorry.
And R. Once again from your keyboard, press the Windows key and letter R together.
Windows key.
And R.
Windows key.
On the left hand side bottom corner of your keyboard, can you see there is a four flag Windows key? Have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner of your keyboard.
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Do you mean up the top?
No. Have a look on your keyboard, okay? On your keyboard.
I looked at the keyboard.
At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, can you see there is a key called CTRL, control?
Oh, yes. I see that now, yes.
Yeah, and just right next to... Yeah, right next to control key, can you see there is a four little square Windows key?
Yes.
So you need to press that key and along with letter R. Press it and along with letter R.
Right.
Now what comes up now?
It comes up a box with the square at the bottom and it's just got R in it.
Yeah, you can type, delete the R from there, delete R.
Yeah, the R is there, yes.
You can delete it, ma'am. Delete the R from
and delete
here.
It. Right,
yes.
Okay.
And you can type in there.
I'm looking.
And you can type in there www.
Yes.
Yeah, then T for Tango.
Sorry?
You need to type T. T for Tango.
Yes.
E for England.
Yes.
L for Lima.
Yes.
S for Sugar.
Yes.
T for Tango.
T-R-A, is it?
Yeah, T-R-A. Then with no spaces. You can keep typing. There is no spaces, okay? Then S for Sugar.
Yes.
S for Sugar.
Yes.
U for uniform.
Yep.
P for Peter.
Yep.
P for Peter again.
ORT.
Yeah, ORT. Then 01. Number 0, number 1.
01.
Yeah, then give a dot.
Yep.
Then W for William.
Sorry?
W for William.
Yeah.
E for England.
W.
No.
W-E.
Yeah, E, then E for England again.
Yep.
B for Bravo.
Yep.
L for London.
Yep.
Y for Yankee. Y for Yankee.
Yep.
Then .com.
.com. Yep.
What do you have typed, ma'am? Read it back to me.
Yes, it's www.telstrasupport01.wibbly.com.
Yeah, then click on OK. Click on OK.
Yep. And then shut down is in the next box.
Did you click on OK?
Mm-hmm.
After clicking on OK, what come up on your screen?
I'm sorry, what about OK?
Yeah, click on OK, ma'am. Click on OK.
Have we got OK? What's OK?
Click on it, ma'am. Click on it. Click on it.
Yep.
No,
is there a space between .com and OK?
No, you don't need to click, type OK, ma'am. Okay. You need to delete OK from there. Delete OK.
Yeah, I've done that, yes.
It should be like wibbly.com, right? That's it.
Yes.
.com. Then from your keyboard, press Enter, ma'am. Press Enter from your keyboard. Now, what do you see now?
It's Telstra. It's come up on the screen, a very big Telstra.
Yes, right, right.
And your PC is being slowed by broken registry items, 112, junk program 0, systems junk 10GB, resolve.
Where you can see big Telstra, just below that, what do you see? Below that?
Sorry?
Where you can see big Telstra, just below that, what do you see? Below that?
Well, it's, I'm having trouble to get down there. Here we go. We will connect you to the Telstra Secure Server.
Yes, right. And below that, ma'am, below that?
Sorry?
Below that?
Our partners.
Yeah. And below that.
There is Telstra and so on and so forth. Welcome to the Telstra support team.
Yes, right. You will get three options. Yeah, you can click
Optus.
Ma'am, you can click to. Ma'am, can you see there is an option over there? Click to connect server one. You can click on...
You've lost me. Oh, yes, to connect server one, yes.
Yeah, you can click on click to connect server one. Click on click.
Yep.
To server one.
Yep.
And when you click on click,
yep.
What do you see after that?
It comes up with our partners.
No. Did you click on click to connect server one?
Click to connect server one. That's there in the bottom of
it. Yeah, click on it.
Click on that again.
Yeah, no, you need to click on it, ma'am. Click on click to connect server one.
I've done that, and it's come up the same thing again.
When you click on it, ma'am, simply have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see there is an option come up, anydesk.exe? Left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see there is an option over there, anydesk.exe?
EXE, yes, there's any desk 2 EXE.
Yeah. Click on it, ma'am. Click
one.
Yeah, click on it, ma'am. Click on it.
Which one, 2 or 1?
2. Click on it.
Yes, and it's come up, open file security warning.
And what are the options have you got, ma'am? What are the options have you got?
The options are... name, users, Barbara, downloads, disk, publisher, Philandro, software.
Open it, ma'am.
Open what?
What do you see? Tell me first, what do you see on your screen?
Well, it's got users at the start, and then it's got publisher, software, type application, uses Barbara Downloads any desk. Run, cancel.
Yeah, click on run. Click on run.
Right. And it comes up with our partners.
After clicking on run, what do you see?
Well, it's got your address is 7649673
Sorry, 7744
desk install
ma'am,
any desk.
Ma'am, tell me the number 764.
Yeah, your address 7649673
And where you can see, ma'am, where you can see this number, beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol.
Click on the lock.
Click on the lock symbol. Click on the lock symbol. Can you see there is a lock?
And click on that.
Yeah, click on the lock sign. Click on the lock sign. And when you click on the lock sign, it will ask you for the password, right?
Yes.
I'm going to give you our server password. You can type the password in a small letter. Telstra.
I've got a call on my phone. Which I can't answer.
Yeah, you don't need to answer. You need to type the password in the password box. Telstra 123. Below that, can you see confirm password?
Yes, so this password is safe.
Yes, right. And below that, can you see confirm password?
I'm sorry, I've got to click on password, did you say?
Yeah. Below that, can you see confirm password?
I'm sorry, I'm getting confused here.
Ma'am, where you have typed the password, below the password, what do you see?
There's a whole lot of dots.
Now, below that?
Confirm password?
Yeah, you need to type again. In the confirm password box, type again, Telstra 123. Type again.
Yep.
Then, like what?
Well, it's all come up in one big line there.
No.
Password is whatever.
No.
Confirm password is nothing.
No, you can delete it, ma'am. Delete it. Do it again. Delete it.
Delete it.
Yeah, make it empty.
Right, okay.
And type the password Telstra 123.
Do you want the space?
No.
Right.
Now, below that, can you see confirm password? You can click on confirm password box and type in the confirm password box, Telstra 123.
Yeah.
Then click on apply after that. Below that, can you see apply?
Yeah.
Click on apply. After clicking on apply, what do you see after that?
Well, it's come up with a whole lot of other things, free license, non-professional use, start trial license. Then there's a security warning came up, and Windows firewall is blocked
on
features.
Yes, our server is going to activate a firewall in order to block the hacker. You can click on allow access. Click on allow.
Well, I'll find it.
Below that,
allow
you will see.
Yes,
click on it. Click on it. And after clicking on it, ma'am, what do you see on your screen?
Well, I've got interactive access and then down underneath that. And now it's come up with home, I presume it's home, our partners.
Yeah, close this page, ma'am. Close it.
Right.
Close it.
Now we're back to the front page again.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you, ma'am, while we are monitoring your internet line, we have been found that there are so many security of your router are not working. I'm going to show you that. You can do one thing. Have a look on your keyboard at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see there is a key called CTRL, control?
And it's at the bottom of...
bottom left-hand side corner of your keyboard, ma'am. Can you see CTRL control?
Odd.
CTRL.
Play
that. Have a look into your keyboard, ma'am. In your keyboard, okay?
Yeah.
On your keyboard, at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, can you see there is a key called CTRL?
I can't see that.
No problem. What do you see on your screen? Tell me. What do you see on your screen?
It's got a little square in the corner, and it's got run. And
right.
Telstra support 1.
Yeah, you can delete Telstra and support from there. You need to delete Telstra support.
And then down the bottom, on the list of things that you can do down there, there's
okay,
two.
Okay, I got it. Hold on, ma'am. I got it. Don't touch anything. Let me check. All right, hold on. Now, what do you see on your screen?
It's got run again. And, now it's gone.
Okay. What do you see now?
System configuration, normal
system
startup.
System configuration, right. And where you can see system configuration, you will see there is some tabs at the very top, like general, boot, services,
boot
startup.
Services,
startup. Click on services. Click on services, ma'am.
Services, yes.
And when you click on services, services, you will get some columns like service where you can see all of your securities names.
And it's come up with blue Adobe Acrobat Update Service, which
can
is
you see,
running.
Okay, and where you can see running, below that, can you see there is some of them are stopped?
Sorry, run that past me again.
Where you can see running, below that, something is stopped, ma'am, below that.
Right.
Which one is stopped?
The first one is Adobe Acrobat Update Service, Adobe.
No, below that, ma'am.
Incorporated, I suppose, and that's running.
Which one is not running, ma'am? Which one is not running?
Well, there's ticks in all of them.
No. Have a look on the third column, which is called status. In the status column.
There's two that are stopped. There's application identity and application readiness are both stopped.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you, ma'am. If you scroll it down, ma'am, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services which are not working. There is a lot of services. And let me tell you, ma'am, these are the major services of your internet router which are not working. These are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what
is
the name?
I'm going to have to go. I'm sorry, but I have an appointment. Can I leave this? And if you give me your number, I'll get my daughter to get in touch with you.
No, this is the very high time for your internet, ma'am. Let me start all the security first. Because you know what, ma'am, as per my reports, I can see in my system, almost 60% of your router major services are not working. 60%.
Mm-hmm.
These are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker. So that in future, you're not going to face this kind of problem anymore, okay?
Right.
So you can do one thing. You can close the system configuration, ma'am. Close it.
Right.
And what do you see on your screen right now?
Just the front page again.
Just the front page? Okay, all right. And after that, ma'am, on your screen, on the right-hand side, what do you see on your screen?
It's got the little square box with what's toolbars and all that, so that's gone there.
Okay,
over on the further side, you've got all sorts of things over there. Look, I'm just very confused here. I just really feel I just can't cope with what's happening here.
No, we are working, ma'am. We are upgrading the security. What do you see on your screen? Tell me. What do you see now?
Right, okay. Well, it's the front page, but in the bar at the bottom.
No, at the very top, ma'am. At the very top, not in the bar. At the very top, what do you see?
Very top. You've got any desk 32-bit, any desk 32-bit.
Below that, can you see more details? More details?
More details, yes, I can. Yes.
Click on more details. Click on it.
Right.
And after clicking on more details, have a look on the left-hand side top. You will get some tabs over there, like processes, performance, app history. You can click on performance, ma'am, on the left-hand side top.
I can click on performance, right.
Yes, right. And after clicking on performance, can you see there is a graph come up on your screen?
Yes, it has.
The graph is moving, ma'am, or it is stable? Yes, ma'am?
It's a hand, a finger pointing to Ethernet.
Yeah, click on it, ma'am. Click on Ethernet. Click on it.
Yeah.
After clicking on it, ma'am, what do you see on your screen?
Well, it comes up with a whole lot of configurations.
Yes, and the graph is moving, ma'am, or it is stable?
Yes, the graph is moving, yes.
Okay, it is moving faster or it is moving slowly?
Yes.
I said it is moving faster or it is moving slowly?
Well, it's going perhaps just a little bit faster.
A little bit faster, okay, all right.
Hmm. Yes, I've got somebody trying to contact me, my daughter.
Don't receive the call right now because we are working, ma'am. If you will receive the call, might be all of the security is going to break down, all right? Don't receive the call right now. And let me tell you, ma'am, by the help of this graph bar, what we are trying to do, we are trying to start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker. And also, ma'am, we are trying to block all the hacker from your internet line because I can see there is five hackers are found inside it, total five hackers.
There's a big spark gone up through the middle.
Yeah, by the help of this, ma'am, we are starting all the services. So you can do one thing, ma'am, while the service is going on, I need to check your email services because you told me that sometimes you check your email, right?
Right, where do I do that?
You can minimize this Ethernet graph, ma'am. Minimize it.
Oh, I've lost it now.
No problem. Then you can do one thing, how you normally open up your email, you can try to open your email and check your email is working. Open your email.
Look, I'm just so confused at the moment that I'm having trouble to do this. I'm sure that I can get somebody to do it.
This is the procedure, ma'am. You don't need to worry anything about it. All of our customers are doing this in the same way. This is the procedure.
What I've done is I've gone into the inbox for Microsoft Outlook.
Yeah, you mean you have opened your email?
Well, I'm having trouble to work out where my email is at the moment.
How you normally open your email, you can try in the same way, okay?
Microsoft Outlook, that's the email, isn't it?
Yes, that is your email. If you're using Microsoft Outlook.
Yes.
Got it? And you can try to open any of your email and check whether your email is working properly. Open up any of your email and check if it is working properly.
Yes, it appears to be. Yes.
It appears to be. And have you received any junk or any spam email?
I don't know. I'll just get rid of that. It's hard to know. There's some people wanting some assistance.
Let me tell you, ma'am, in future, if you are going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what, ma'am, what happened whenever our customer is responding any junk or any spam email, at the same time, that email will allow the hacker to get into your email as well. So if you will get any unnecessary email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to reply or respond it, okay?
Right.
So
yes.
You can do one thing, ma'am. If your email is working, then you can close your email. Close your email,
please. Well, I just closed a couple of things then that were not right. Okay. What do you want to do now?
Close your email, ma'am. Close your email.
Yes.
We have checked your email security. Some of the security of your email are not working. So we are starting up your email security from our server side, okay?
Okay.
Now, apart from your email, ma'am, what are the other thing you do over the internet apart from your email?
Not much anymore. I used to write books once, but I don't do that anymore.
Okay, and apart from this, ma'am, like do you do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Apart from this?
I don't use the computer nearly as much as I used to.
Like, do you do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
No.
Okay. So, apart from that, you told me that you do, sometime you do online banking just to check your statement.
Yes, online banking, yes.
Oh, you can try to check, ma'am, that if it is working or not. How you normally do that? Try to do that and check whether it is working
or
not.
Actually, I don't do that. My daughter does that. She comes in and does what I need like that.
Okay, but you know how to log in into that, right?
Yes.
You need to try to do that and check whether it is working or not. Try to do that. How you normally do that in the same way, you need to try to do that. And once we're done, ma'am, let me know. Have you done, ma'am?
Yes, it's working. Okay.
Did you check your balance and your account information? Check whether it is working or it is not working.
I'll go into documents.
Yeah, how you normally do that, ma'am? You can do in the same way, all right?
Yes. Everything's come up there that I wouldn't anticipate that it can come up.
Okay. Try to open up your online banking, how you normally do that. You can try to open up your online banking.
Well, I don't do that. Although I do used to, but I don't do it very often these days.
Yeah, you need to try to check, ma'am, how you normally check, ma'am. You can try to check whether it is working or not.
Oh, I know it was working. It was working yesterday.
No, you need to try to do that because our engineers are working, they are starting all the services and they are checking if the hackers are found inside it or not. Alright, you need to try to do that right now so that our server is going to check the security of it. And once you are done, ma'am, let me know, okay? And if you need my help, ma'am, ask me because I'm here just to help you. Have you done, ma'am?
No, I haven't. I'm afraid I have difficulty with that one.
Okay, no problem. You can do one thing. You can, whatever you have on your screen, you can close it. Close it.
Yeah.
Let me guide you how you can do this. And after that, ma'am, you need to open up your Google Chrome browser. Google Chrome. Google Chrome, okay? Open up your Google Chrome. You don't know where is Google Chrome?
No.
At the very bottom, ma'am, at the very bottom in the task bar, can you see there is a little circle?
Google Chrome. There it is. Okay.
Got it. Now you need to open it, ma'am. And in the Google, you need to type the name of your bank, whatever the bank you have. Don't tell me, do it from your side, okay? don't point out any of your details.
I'm thinking, I don't do this, haven't been doing this for a long time.
Okay, all right. And then you can search for it, ma'am. And once you search for it, ma'am, you will get an option over there, login. You can click on login.
Even a client number, no one never clue.
You need to try to put your information when you log in into your banking. You put your ID and password, right?
Oh, I haven't done any banking for a couple of years. My daughter does that for me.
But you told me But you told me that you know your how to log in into your banking, you told me.
Pardon?
But you told me that you know how to log in into your banking.
Yes, I've got to log on into the net bank, but I'm telling you that I've forgotten my login details, so.
No, you don't need to forget it. You don't know your ID and password?
No.
You don't know?
Oh, I've lost it there. I think I'm wasting your time and I'm wasting my time here.
No, you're not wasting my time and your time, ma'am. This is the procedure how we are going to activate a security. First of all, let me ask you, ma'am, you don't know your ID and password, right?
No, I don't, because I haven't. I'm 86 and my daughter does.
Your daughter does. Okay, no problem, no problem, no problem. Just hold on, let me check. All right, just hold on. You can do one thing, ma'am. From your bank, ma'am, have you got a debit card from your bank, debit card or credit card?
Yes, but once again, she does all that.
No, you don't need to. We need to secure it right now. All right. You can do one thing. You need to do one thing. What we are trying to do, ma'am, if you don't know your ID and password, so we are going to activate.
I'm thinking that I'm.
Try to check, ma'am, whether it is working or not working. Put your ID number and your password.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've got some. No, it's not working.
You need to put your password, ma'am. Put your password.
Yeah, well, I don't know the password because my daughter does it all for me.
You don't know the password?
No.
And you have a mobile phone, ma'am? You have a mobile phone?
No, look, I think I might have to get her to come in and get back to you.
Okay, you can do one thing then, ma'am. I'm going to give you another process, easy process. You can close your banking page. Close your banking page.
Yeah.
Close it. If you don't know, you can close it, ma'am. Close your banking page.
It's gone.
And it's gone. Okay, all right. Now you can do one thing. What do you see on your screen right now?
It's got the list of what services are on the computer.
Okay. Now, what do you see now?
That's the third time I'm sure my daughter's trying to ring me.
You can do one thing. What do you see now on your screen? Tell me. What do you see now?
Well, I had a blank patch on the screen.
Blank. Okay, all right. Hold on. Don't touch anything, all right? Hold on.
Right.
Don't touch anything. Let me check the security work. Now, what do you see on your screen now?
I've just got an untitled notepad.
White screen, right. You can do one thing. You can type in the white screen. I want to secure my, type in there. I want to secure my, type in the white page. I want.
And now, look, I'm sorry. I just can't do this.
Ma'am, this is the procedure, ma'am.
Somebody's trying to ring me and it could be important.
Definitely, ma'am. This is also very important.
Yeah, I know it is. I'm sorry.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on. Don't do anything. Let me complete my work.
I'll shut it then.
No. Don't shut down the computer,
yeah,
ma'am. Ma'am, if you shut down the computer, then all of the security is going to stuck. All right, all my hard work is going to stuck. Don't shut down the computer.
Oh, yeah, all right, okay. Well, I'm sorry, but it's shutting down.
Give me... Oh, my God. All the security is going to stuck, ma'am. Give me only a few minutes. Let me complete my work so that after that I will leave.
It's gone. The screen's gone there.
Oh, my God. You can try to turn on your computer, ma'am. Turn on your computer.
No, there's nothing on the screen there.
I'm sorry, but
like, this is just quite beyond me, and I keep telling you that.
I know, ma'am, but I know you are not a technical person. You don't have any idea about technical thing. I know. But we know what we are doing here. This is all about your safety and security, ma'am. Try to understand my point of view.
But if I have a heart attack and die, well, you're fiddling around there with the computer, it would be the worst thing that could happen. But anyway,
and that's what I'm trying to make you understand, ma'am.
I've turned it off.
You can try to turn it on, ma'am.
If you want to get in touch with me at a certain time, I can get my daughter here and she can handle it.
Definitely, ma'am. But right now, let me start the security which is not working. Let me start the work. Give me only 5 minutes more so that I can complete my work.
You want me to turn the computer on again?
Yes, ma'am, yes. I told you, follow my instruction.
Look, can we do this a bit later?
Definitely, ma'am, but right now let me start the security, then after I can leave you.
Right, okay, I've turned it on.
Let me start the security first, please. This is the procedure.
Just that I've got no telephone. I've got no computer, and I'm, you know,
I know,
having
ma'am,
a great deal of difficulty.
I know, ma'am, you're not a technical person, and you are very old. You don't know about
all
of
us.
I know. Now, what do you see on your screen right now?
There's nothing on the screen. It's just coming up. Barbara Hughes, welcome.
Okay. And apart from this?
No, that's it.
You can do one thing, have a look on your computer screen at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see there is a start option? Start?
No, it's got Barbara Hughes, welcome, and it's got the little circle going around, but there's nothing else.
I think it is starting up. Okay, let it be starting
now,
up. Let
the
it...
front page has come up again.
Yeah, on the left-hand side.
On it.
Okay, on the left-hand side bottom corner, can you see there is a start option?
Yes.
Click on start.
Yeah, my grandson has just come in. He's probably more computer savvy than I am.
Yes. You can click on start, ma'am. Click on start. Have you done?
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking for?
Well, I think you said to click on that. Yeah. Right, well, it's come up. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. You can do one thing. Right now we are upgrading the security. You can... use your computer. All right. I'm trying to start all the security from my side. If I will need you, I will call you back again, okay?
Okay. So I can leave the computer on?
Yeah. You can leave it, ma'am. I'm going to check the security from my side. If I will need you, I will call you back again, okay?
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.